This is the Cisco Report. And this is the Cisco Report. And I am your host, Kevin Cisco, as always. Good to be with you this week. Now, I haven't been with you in a while because I've been in the hospital. I went in for a very routine procedure. And it turned out that I had high blood pressure and I needed to stay there for a little bit. And so that they could get it under control. You see, I was going for a kidney biopsy. Now, back in 2011, I had kidney failure and I was given a transplant, kidney transplant. There are lots of reasons for kidney failure. There's actually a whole list published. And the one thing that is not on the list that I think should be is stress. Stress contributes to a lot of things. It can lower your immune system. And just as we know that stress contributes to high blood pressure. So I'm not going to get into all that, but that's what I believe the reason for it is. And believe me, it's been a contributing factor. So I was in the hospital. Now I've got I just got to take care of myself and take the blood pressure medication as prescribed, and everything will be fine. And the kidney is doing wonderfully. So that's that. Now, I've been thinking a lot about the hospital and the technology used in the hospital. A very popular platform that's used is MyChart. It's used nationwide. And it's a cloud-based platform like many others that are used to track the patient, track all different things. You can see blood work results. You can see all sorts of things. You can message your doctors. These things are all pretty good. But I think to myself, do we really need them? Do we really need this MyChart? Well, I enjoy it sometimes, and I probably would immediately miss it if it were to go away. But I think I'd live. I think I would personally live, and that's just me. You know, I'm sure some people really utilize it, and it's their Bible. But do we need all these cloud-based systems to track this and track that? You know, cloud computing's great, folks, but is it going too far? I think so, with the medical world is using it, and I refer to what's happening as the medical industrial complex, and I have a very serious problem with that, a very serious problem from a patient's perspective, and I'm sure there are a lot of healthcare professionals out there that have problems with it, or, although they're not allowed to say so because protocol dictates that they keep their mouths shut. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be tracked, and I tell them I don't want to be tracked. And you can say, just don't sign up with this service. I do sign up with it. I do like to see what's going on, I admit. But when it comes to tracking my vaccination status and all that other stuff, no thank you. It's become way too corporate. Become way too cloud. So I don't know. That's just a lot to think about, for me at least. So what you can do is listen and subscribe to the Cisco Report. Tell your friends and family. Check out the Cisco Report community forum that the Cisco report.freeforums.net. And I will see you next time.